Cuban national sentenced to federal prison for human smuggling operation. Texas border business. U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas. Corpus Christi, Texas. A 29-year-old illegal alien from Cuba living in Houston has been ordered to federal prison in a crime that involved transporting numerous illegal aliens. Juan Manuel Cifuentes Cinales pleaded guilty February 12. U.S. District Judge Nelva Gonzalez-Ramos has now ordered Cifuentes Cinales to serve 18 months in federal prison. Not a U.S. citizen, he is expected to face removal proceedings following his imprisonment. In handing down the sentence, the court noted the conduct Cifuentes Cinales demonstrated showed a reckless disregard for human life. Judge Ramos also expressed concern about the number of the aliens who were transported. On October 17, 2025, Cifuentes Cinales approached the Javier Vega Jr. Border Patrol checkpoint near Sarita driving a box truck. At that time, law enforcement determined he did not have legal authorization to be in the country. A scan of the vehicle also revealed anomalies in the cargo area. Authorities conducted a search and uncovered a false wall concealing a compartment containing 19 illegal aliens without food, water, or the ability to sit. The investigation revealed communications Cifuentes Cinales had with smugglers, including the stash house caretaker. His phone also showed the phone number used to send instructions to the hidden aliens in the box truck. Records showed his truck had crossed the checkpoint 6 times, each accompanied by the same scout vehicle. Further investigation also revealed that the smuggling operation as a whole that he was involved with had transported more than 25 illegal aliens. Cifuentes Cinales has been and will remain in custody pending transfer to a Federal Bureau of Prisons facility to be determined in the near future. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Homeland Security Investigations and Border Patrol conducted the investigation. Assistant U.S. Attorney Young Min Burkett prosecuted the case. This case is part of Operation Take Back America, a nationwide initiative that marshals the full resources of the Department of Justice to repel the invasion of illegal immigration, achieve the total elimination of cartels and transnational criminal organizations, and protect our communities from the perpetrators of violent crime. Updated June 30, 2026.